all you're going to do is sleep in there. And if you're grown, you might do the horizontal poker, like Steve Urkel used to say.
Yeah, Big Mike's cruise line is the boat.
So you out there manhandling these kids.
Man, giving it to them. Hey, boy, I live with the boat. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Yo, yeah. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
What's up, everybody? Hey, good morning, good afternoon. I'm starting off. I'm out of here.
We're rocky right now, man. It's been a while.
And I had my McDonald's. Yo.
Oh, can we talk about the McDonald's?
No.
I mean, we might as well ask for them as a sponsorship.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. We need to get some money.
Yeah. All the money we're going to get, you're going to give them right back.
Hey, what's up, people? Man, y'all already know who it is, man. You should know who it is.
Yeah, but
anyway,
right now.
Hey, I hope y'all doing all right out there, man. We kind of shortchanged y'all a couple days ago. You know, we kind of late again. I don't know what's going on. I do.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you know what the hell going on.
Nah, man, look, man, I had to get some quality time with my wife.
I'll tell you, man, things are opening back up. Things are changing a little bit, depending on where you at. I know we kind of late behind the game, but from other states, it's like 40-something states open. We one of the ones that are just trying to open.
Trying, yeah, because people won't do right, man. Like, do right. do right out there in this pandemic, man. Wear your mask. Keep your 6-foot distance.
Right.
Don't go to the grocery store. I seen a video.
Hold on.
Nah, man. I don't rant, bro. I
tell
speak.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, I seen a freaking video, man. And two people was in the grocery store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lady at the register. Dude behind him, man, he ain't keep his 6-foot distance, right?
Okay.
So, you know, she turned around, asked him, hey, you know, can you back up a little bit or whatever? So they get into a little, you know, verbal scuffle. You know, these people started having a coughing match.
A what?
Exactly. Bro, the dude got mad. He moved his mask down and coughed on his leg.
Shut the fuck up.
So she moved her mask down and coughed on him. Yeah. So two grown people in this line coughing at each other. Bro, please listen, people.
Big Mike, tell me you lied.
I'm not,
tell
man. I am not, bro. I'm not lying, man. Like, let's be smarter than that, man. Let's be smarter than that. Don't be out there having a cough fight.
Wear
your mask. Keep your 6-foot distance, man. Because look, I'm paranoid, bro. And I'm not paranoid for me. I'm paranoid for my kids, bro. And I don't want to make this a pandemic show.
Yeah.
But if you know you sick, if your kid's sick, stay away from people.
Right.
I saw on the news again the other day, man. A lady. Her kid tested positive for COVID, and she sent her kid to school anyway.
For what? To learn?
Obviously, to be stupid, because the kid is sick. You know they...
Like, got tested.
Yeah, they tested positive. She sent her kid to school anyway, bro. Stay home. Stay away from people. You know, keep your kids away from people if they sick, vice versa. Like, let's be smart in this pandemic, man. This mask thing shouldn't be made into a political thing, man. It's about health. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to plug that in anyway, man. But let's get back to the main reason why we're here, man. Remember we talked a couple of weeks ago, man. We was talking about making different moves and doing different things. And what's the main thing we talking about starting off traveling with?
Cruises, right?
Because yeah,
I know
yeah,
we
yeah.
got Big Mike's cruise line opening up 2024.
I wish.
You got 9 boats. What y'all call ships?
Ships. I wish. Yeah, mine probably will be boats. Mine's gonna be boats, and then maybe in a couple of years I get some ships. You know what I'm saying? I gotta start small,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But bro, like, that's how we started. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we started like everybody else started. We started local, right?
Wait, where you at? Where were you at? Because I did one. So how many? I know you done 100.
Not quite.
You got a platinum card.
7. I'm close, bro. I'm glad you said that, man. Because I was mad at my wife, man. Because me and my wife, I came back.
We
talk about this episode later. When she here.
Before I put this out, tell her what's going to say. Look, it's at the 5 minute mark. Uh-huh. Shit might go left in the Big Mike household. Shit going to go left.
Hey, look, I was mad at my wife, right? Because she one-upped me with the cruises, right? Because we, she did one with my sister-in-law and her girls out of, they was in VA, and she went just with the girls, you know? Yeah, matter of fact, she owed me a just a dude's trip.
Okay, all at right. 5:36, it's going to go left again.
She owed me a dude's trip. Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, when we went on this last cruise, you know, I came back from overseas, man. We did just the cruise, just me and her, right?
Okay.
So the kids laid back, whatever. So we go, man, and we check out, we check in on the ship, you know, get our stuff together, man. And her car was a different color than mine. You know, I think she had a gold car. I had the red car. If anybody know crew, they already know. Let me break that down real quick, right? So the amount of depending on the number of the cruises you've been on, you get a different status, right? Oh, so you might get little small incentives, you know what I'm saying? You get different, it's a point system or whatever. So whenever you start looking at cruises, check out the point system. So the more cruises you go on, the more points you have, the better your status gets, right?
Okay.
So she got one more than me. So it's like a tax bracket, more money you make, you know. So more points you get, you know, you get in a different status. So she in gold status, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I'm like, I made the reservation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did. And then we get these cars, man. Her car gold, mine red. Man, like, red is the regular.
You look mad. Yeah, I'm mad. You look mad.
Yeah, I feel some type of way, man. God, but anyway, damn. I was mad. I'm like, why she get the gold car? You know, but that's because she got she got a cruise up on me, man. But I think we seven deep.
I've been on one. And so I did one 7 day Mexico Riviera cruise. And I think that one's Santa Monica. Uh-huh. I forgot.
Is it Ensenada or
the other
Catalina?
One. No, not that. See, I must have went on a bootleg one. But anyway, so we went on this cruise before, and I thought, you know what? After I got... Okay, well, let me back up. On the cruise, I thought it was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting on the cruise, that ship is massive.
Huge, bro.
God.
Depending on which one, too, but they're all different. They different sizes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this thing, I mean, maybe it was my first one, so I was like, this is massive. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we want to talk about how to cruise. So we'll just talk about the cruise in a whole, and I'm just going to throw things off of you and maybe my experience. I probably fucked it all up. So first thing is destinations, right?
Uh-huh.
How many places you been to? I know you said seven, right? All seven different places, or you went to the same place twice?
Three of them was the same, almost.
The same exact place?
Yeah, because... Oh, wow. When we did the first one, right, and that was just the immediate family, my wife and the kids, right? So, I mean, we was ready to transition to go do something else. But remember I told you, you know, a couple episodes back, we talked about family traveling and stuff. I didn't want to jump them into just, you know, all going all crazy because different lengths cost more different prices. So I wanted them to kind of get the feel of things. So we ended up going to Bahamas three times because – we took family and we took extended family with us. So that was kind of like the easiest one. Those are the short ones. Let them get a feel for it.
Okay.
So we've been in the Bahamas a couple of times. We've been to Turks and Caicos. We went to the very first one, we was only right in Florida Keys, and then we went to Mexico as well.
Okay.
Cozumel. I think it's either Cozumel or Cozumel.
I think it's Cozumel.
Cozumel. Hey, well, I'm from Jersey. We say Cozumel.
Pecan.
Whatever, man. Cozumel. That's how I want to say it. And then me and my wife went to Catalina Islands. This was the first one we went out of the West Coast. We went to Catalina Islands. We went to Ensenada.
Okay.
So we kind of varied out. But this next one, we really want to plan. If everything opened up how it's supposed to go, we want to do a 7 day joint. And we got to actually fly to Puerto Rico to get on that boat.
That's
it's a bigger boat. Yeah. And it's more stops.
It's a ship.
It's a ship.
Big Mike cruise line is the boat.
Yeah, mine's is the boat. And keep in mind, I'm talking about Carnival.
No plug.
I haven't been on any other one like you had asked me before, but I want to try now. Which one?
Carnival. And so I think Carnival's usually the easiest because I think when you look at the prices, it just looks like more younger people go on the Carnival thing.
It's more affordable.
I know my auntie, man, she big on Princess.
Okay.
But my auntie gonna kill me for saying this, but she, all the old folk be on the be on the princess joint. Yeah. But so you got your destinations down. You figure out where you want to go. And usually I think with most people first cruise, you should go somewhere close to you.
Yeah.
So you can kind of cut down on cost.
Right. Or do a shorter.
What's short? Because I did seven.
That's not short.
Okay. Okay, good.
That's not short. That's typically 7-8 is which is like the, I don't want to say the longest, but because you could, they got 30-day cruises, man. You could do a cruise. The European cruise, like 30 days you could do, but you got to be paid for that, you know?
That's like joining the Navy. Yeah, might as well join the Navy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, but you probably do a lot of stops on that. But so just to kind of get, you know, give people a little bit of information, depending on where you go, you want to do your research, right, on these places of where they stopping at. Because some of them are U.S. territory. Some of them you just need a birth certificate and a driver's license or ID. But some of them you have to have a passport.
That blue card.
Right. Yeah, and that's what we talked about, the passports. Get your passport, regardless of what this is. Just get a passport and keep it on tuck just in case. So you want to do your research, but find out where you want to go. You know what I'm saying? Find out where you want to go. You know, what you want to be, what you want to get into when you stop at these places. Because sometimes you stop. Some of them islands that you stop are Carnival owned.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So like if you go on some of them, Carnival owns these islands. So it's just a private island. You go and they got shops where you could shop at, you know, souvenirs, stuff like that. Or you could do the activities, swim with dolphins, snorkeling, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
So my thought process when I went after the cruise, and we talk about during the cruise, what things there is to do. But after the cruise, I thought like I was exhausted. Like I was just tired of being on the boat or the ship. I was tired of being on the ship. That's number one. Number two is I thought it was the best, cheapest way to travel.
Right.
To all those destinations.
Right. In a matter of days.
Yeah. We had three spots in Mexico in a matter of 7 days.
Right. And that's why I liked it as a start, because you kind of get a taste of this little spot. Then you jump back on the ship. You get a taste of that little spot. You know what I mean? So it kind of opens you up to say, all right, if you do want to do what I was talking about earlier, destination trip, you know, and what I say earlier, me and Pete was talking about just, you know, changing up a little bit. So destination trip, if you do decide to make that another plan, you can kind of see through those islands where you stop, like, oh, I want to explore that more without a time limit. Because of course, when you make these stops, you have a time limit. They might say
you better get back on that ship.
Yeah. So you don't get back on that ship.
Living without you.
Yeah, you go.
You gonna be swimming. Yeah,
yeah. Or you'll be finding a boat to catch the ship.
That's Big Mike's cruise line. That's gonna be the plug right there.
I'm the taxi to the ship.
There you go.
There we go, brother. I need a patent. I need a patent now. Don't steal my idea. I already patented it.
By the time this is out, it's patent.
Yeah, if you go, I'm gonna sue you.
Yeah,
hey. So but nah. But yeah, you got to get back on that shit, man. But I like it because since like when you're flying, they got a duty free shop. You know, you could buy alcohol cheap. Right. You know, just a quick alcohol plug too, man. Did you see how everybody started going nuts when White Hennessy like came a thing?
You know, I don't drink.
I know you don't drink, but you had to see it because everybody was so ecstatic about White Hennessy. Hey,
I remember that was a while ago.
It was a while ago.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking something recent.
Everybody,
just like when Ciroc got peach.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But see, peach Ciroc is good. Yeah. White Hennessy was nothing special about it, man. Yeah, no, but so this is not an alcoholic show. Hey, sorry if you're going through. Hey, keep pushing. back to the cruise.
Wait, keep pushing.
Nah, for real, man. Hey,
oh, man.
But back to the cruises, though. But it's a lot of opportunities, man. Like I said, you can stop at these little spots, man. You get to see different islands. Like me, what blew me away and what blew me and my kids, my wife as well, bro, some of these islands, bro, you step in this water and you just see through it.
Yeah, yeah.
You see right through it, man. Yeah. And let me give you a quick plug too. They got snorkeling opportunities. You could swim with dolphins, man. You could do paddle boats and they like see through and you could see underwater, even though you already can. You know what I mean? You know, I tried the snorkeling thing one time. You know, I ain't the greatest swimmer. We ain't gonna really go into that story.
You look too buoyant.
Nah, it ain't pan out how it was supposed to. You know, I had a little mishap. You know what I mean? Right. But we ain't gonna talk about that. Okay. You know, my family already know what it was. You know, you got to pay me for that story. But anyway, it's a lot of opportunities, bro.
Okay, the only part I didn't like and a negative thing that I found, like I said, I've been on one. You've been on 50.
Yeah,
but I got bored on the boat.
Yeah, because you can only do but so much. Again, depending on but
the 7 days. That's why. See, so 7 day was, and it was, if I can remember, 2 days out and 2 days back. So that's 4 days you stuck.
Right, on the ship.
That thing is moving and you just
you're on it.
Yeah.
But see, it all depends on who you are. And I'm going to tell you, with the conversations we had, you have to explore. Because I'm going to give you my assumption and tell me if I'm wrong. Did you go to the casino and listen to me. You went to the casino, you ate, you sat by the pool or the jacuzzi, and then you was in your room. What I miss?
I walk.
Exactly. So don't tell me nothing. That's crazy that I did. Don't tell me how bored you were.
Wait, I went to the shows. I saw the show or the little... Are they shows?
Yeah, performance.
Not the performance, but they have like different events. Like they have bingo. They have to know your wife
do that stuff, man. Yeah. You know,
but I didn't take full advantage. Like I wanted to go play basketball.
Yeah,
that's
why
I wanted to go.
Yeah,
but
that
there
stuff.
Was a bunch of little punk ass kids out there.
Damn, you just gonna say it like that? Oh, see, like, that's why you ain't got no kids.
That's right.
CPS would be at your door if you had kids.
So look, there's only one court on there. Real quick story. Real only one court, and I was a little bit younger. So I want to go out there, and these little punk ass little Mighty Mouses out there. Little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was out there, and they want to play ball. And there's only like two balls on the court, right?
Yeah,
it's like a half a court, I think.
Yeah,
if I remember.
It's only one hoop.
So you're going to shoot, and you know I'm trying to sit there and trying to work on my game. So they were like, "Well, let's just play." It's pretty much like 21 with like 14 people. But I was like the biggest one. I was like,
so you look like a big kid,
right? I look like is this grown ass man
unusual.
With
unusual.
Yeah.
So I
was trying to play. So I don't play with anybody. 100%.
So you out there manhandling this kid,
giving it.
You should be ashamed of yourself, man.
Hey, I live with the bows. Hey,
what's wrong with you, man? You need help.
Hey, it's not your time to play yet.
They should have kicked you off the court. They should have told the cruise director.
Yo, then they had a 3-point contest. I was like, I'm in it.
Oh my God.
These boys can't even show granny shot it up there. I was sitting there wet them up.
And don't be like him.
I took the trophy.
In
my state room.
If you go on a cruise, don't be like Pete, man.
That was fun.
You need help.
Hey.
Anyway, look.
Go back. I want to ask you this. So things to do on the ship, number one, I want you to hit on. And then if you could hit on real quick, the best state room to be in, because I know they got the inside, the window, and then they got the balcony, and then they got the suite.
It all depends on who you are as a person, because you might not, this might be your first one, you're not really a fan of ships or being on water, so, you know, I would say get you an interior room. Those are the lower price rooms as well. Get you an interior room, right, if you're just starting out, what I'm saying? If you more, more advanced, you don't really care about being on water as far as, like, being claustrophobic, that's another thing. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have a fear of being on water, then you can get you a ocean view. You know what I mean? And you got a little window or whatever. You can kind of look out, see the water, whatever. You could choose what level of the boat you want. You know, the closer you are to the bottom, the more you feel the boat moving.
Waves.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that's another thing that you want to look and pay attention to what level you want. Because a lot of times they kick out these ads and these deals and they be only for specific rooms, for specific floors, you know what I'm saying? So you want to pay attention to all of that. Also, what I notice every time I talk to people about cruises, what they don't know is, or they don't look into, the more people you have in a room, the price goes down, right?
In a room?
Yeah. So the first time we ever went, me and the wife and the kids, we shared a cabin, right? So they had the main bed in there, and then they have beds that kind of like fold down that you might won't even notice if you ain't look, but they kind of come out of the wall, they fold down. What happened is, like, me and the wife paid full price, and then my oldest son, it got cheap, and then my youngest son, it got cheaper, and then my baby girl, I almost daggone near didn't pay for her because it was so cheap. So the more people you add, so it all depends on what kind of event. You know, it is. If it's you and your lady and y'all going to relax and stuff too, of course you're going to have your own cabin. That was the first and last time we ever did it. But so we always get the kids their own cabin, you know, but it just be three of them and they had their own bed fold out or pull out or whatever. So, or you, like I said, you could go up balcony, you could have a suite, you know, it's, it goes up. Of course it goes up in price as well.
So a lot of people told me, like, as far as the room, like, you're not even in there that much.
You're not. So why spend that much money?
It's like getting a big ass Vegas hotel
to run the strip.
To run, yeah.
All you're doing is sleeping.
Yeah.
And that, and that's another thing. Like, the only time we ever spent a lot of money on a room was just when me and my wife went. And I got us a balcony joint. You know, it was actually, it was a junior suite. So it was pretty big. Mm-hmm. And we had a balcony as well. Excuse me. So so like you just said, the only thing you're doing is sleeping and changing in it. Yeah, that's right. All you're doing. So don't be, don't pay attention so much to try to get this big elaborate room, because you're not going to be in it.
Right.
Only way I would say get a big room, if you looking to share that room with, you know, if it's you and your kids or you and your siblings or something, whatever, you know, and it's not, it's not meant to be like an intimate romantic type deal. Okay. Or you just going to have to kick everybody out, you know, whatever, whatever. Uh-huh. And then boom, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They come back, y'all come back and go to sleep. Y'all got to get out, whatever.
Yeah. So Big Mike Travel Agency, quick question.
What's up?
So I know the big thing is when you get off the boat, right? Mm-hmm. What's there to do? And you talked about a couple things. So do you go to the shore excursions with the ship? Or do you do the, yeah, because I, like I'll tell you, when we got off, man, there's about 100 people saying, come to me, come to me. And they had the same things a boat had.
Hey, listen, bro, the smartest thing I ever did was not pay for those excursions on the ship.
Okay.
And I hope Carnival don't sue me.
Hey, yeah, you ain't allowed back on.
Hey, probably not. But they don't know my real name. So. Hey, but that's the smartest thing I didn't do, bro. With those
Carnival
people,
hit me up after this. I'll provide all necessary for a small fee.
Hey, you're 6'9", man. Hey, yeah, Snitch 9. That's your name right there. So, but yeah, I just wait till I get, because you can haggle. When you get off the ship, you can haggle.
Right.
So all those excursions, only time you can't is if one of your stops is one of the private islands.
Okay.
If you want to do a excursion or event on a private island, you have to go through Carnival. Okay. Or either way, you're going through Carnival, because you can pay for it before you arrive on a boat. You can pay for it on the boat. And then sometimes they allow you to pay for it when you get there. But you're going to pay Carnival price.
Right.
If you go into a island that's not privately owned by Carnival, just wait till you get off.
Okay.
Wait till you get off. The locals will offer the same excursions, because that 9 times out of 10, that's who's doing it on those islands when you even booking through the ship. Mm-hmm. And you pay hundreds of dollars less, bro.
I heard the only reason, excuse me, they do the shore excursions through the ship, or the reason why people do them, is because the ship can't leave without you.
Right.
So
right.
with the locals, if you get caught up,
yeah, it's on you. Ain't no warranty.
You gotta use my boat service
to get back to your ship.
So two plugs we just plugged in.
Yeah,
don't use the one, and then if you get caught, Big Mike's boat service.
Yeah, my boat service. So don't look for me for the next 2 years, but I'll be there.
You gotta get the fleet up. I got boats.
I just need motors for. So, but yeah, so it's a lot, man. Like it's a lot of things to do, but involve yourself. Like me and my wife actually got involved with one of the couple shows. You know, we got involved. Oh, we had our own team.
Bro,
you know,
I think those things are hilarious.
They're hilarious, bro.
Hilarious.
You have a lot of comedy shows.
I know you and your wife. God bless. Oh, man,
Stole the whole show. That's my dog,
God,
man.
Hey, yeah.
But my wife don't like big crowds and a lot of attention.
Okay.
She don't really like that. You know what I mean? So it's really like me being a jokester and stuff like that. She slapped me upside my head a couple times.
Right.
But you know, when we together, you know, we mesh, you know what I'm saying? When it's a show or something like that. So we had a good time, man. We got involved. We always play bingo.
I always play bingo.
Yeah,
try to win on that.
Yeah, my wife big on the shows, like the performances. So we
those are actually pretty dope. I saw two of them,
bro. Those people pretty talented.
Yeah,
man.
That's pretty dope. Yeah. I don't think it's like Circus Olay. I don't know if you ever seen Circus Olay, mm-hmm. Del Soleil, or whatever mm-hmm. it's called. Man, that's the best shows I've ever seen. But anyway, but no, it's, and especially being stuck on the boat, man. I'm like, what do they do? Where the hell they be at?
And they be months.
Man,
them people be away from home for months,
deployment.
Yeah, when you go on those cruises too, like. Talk to the people. Like me and my wife, man, we had dinner. We talked to our waiter, our waitress, man. And one we met the last trip, man, she was great, bro.
Yeah, because like you get the same waitress every night. Yeah, we had the same
so
thing.
So that's another thing. You can choose your dinner time. Choose your actual dinner time. Because that person that helps you throughout the whole cruise. They wait on you throughout the whole cruise. If you don't and you choose like an open time, they change, you change people. Okay. So choose your dinner time. Yeah. And that kind of helped with our family too, because when we did the big group family trip, we had, you know, I think it was like 14 of us. So we ate dinner together every time, you know what I'm saying? So that was our time to kind of get back and regroup, make sure everybody was good, converse, and then and then we got back to whatever we wanted to do.
Okay.
It's different spots to the cruise where it's like just a lounge with just for adults, like the kids can't go.
Yeah,
so
I've
it's
seen
kind
that,
I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, like the cigar lounge kind
of
thing.
Yeah, one of those.
Music playing. They had a little piano bar. Yep. They had even shows that were just for adults. Man, it's pretty dope.
The second one we went on, or might have been the first one. No, the second one we went on with my family went as well. The cast is a show that I think Tyler Perry, he created Have and Have Nots.
Yeah,
or something.
That's Tyler Perry.
Yeah, the cast from that show was on the boat, man. Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't know who they was because I didn't watch it, but my godmother, my sister, they watch it, so they was chopping it up with the cast, man, and they took photos with them, man. So you might get lucky. It'd be people on them ships every once in a while, depending on where you're going.
Yeah. Do you think it's better with, I guess it depends on who you are, but with a group, big group, or like two or three people, or two people?
It depends on who you are. It depends on what your purpose is. Like this last one with just me and my wife, we kind of just wanted to, like I said, I was gone 6 months, man. Yeah. You know, so I just wanted to get touch base with my wife, bro. So we went and it was just us. And it was more so, we just kind of, we did. You know, hit the shows and stuff, but we kind of just relax. You know what I'm saying?
I know I probably gained about 10 pounds.
Bro, the food is... The food, like most of the time, most of the ones you go on, Gaffieri,
man just said Gaffieri. I didn't know he know how to say that.
Hey,
that
man,
was
like,
actually pretty
I'm
good.
I'm international, bro. Holy don't.
This man can't say Cosimo, but he can say...
Hey, and first of all, it's Cozumel. And I can say, listen, man, don't underestimate me.
You're right.
Man.
Go
you know
ahead.
I'm sorry. You know
that
I'm
just
international.
Caught me off guard.
Yeah, don't worry about what. Listen, you know what, man.
Go ahead.
I don't know
ahead.
About
but
you,
yeah,
man. Anyway, you never know somebody till you know somebody. But anyway, Gaffieri, you know, he was on. He's a chef, man. You know, he got his little shows and stuff like that. But we've never met him personally, but he has a deal with the cruisers. So they sell his burgers and stuff up there.
Okay.
Some of them, Queen Latifah, you know, she sponsored one of the cruise ships, one of the newer ones that came out a couple years back, like 3 years or whatever. But they just dropped, I want to say like 3 or 4 big boats they released, and like 2 of them has come to the West Coast. So do your research. The ships are different. Some ships got roller coasters on them.
Yeah,
some of them got racetracks.
Yeah.
So do your, it all depends on
but
what
you're going to pay more.
You're going to pay more.
Yeah, because
a lot of times the bigger ships are for the longer trips.
And I was just about to ask that.
Yeah, and you know, it all depends on what coast you go on. You got the Caribbean or Eastern, Western Caribbean, Alaskan. Somebody told me the Alaskan cruises are dope.
Man, my auntie went on that one. She been begging me to go on it. And I'm like... I see pictures and all I see is those mountains falling, whatever they call it.
Yeah, the glaciers.
Glaciers.
See, you ain't international. You ain't know
here
you.
We go.
I see those mountains falling. It's a glacier. You'll get your knowledge up.
So I see the glaciers.
There you go.
Good thing I'm the edit man. But
you better not edit that. You gotta get, if y'all don't, if I don't hear that, I'm gonna steal your laptop and put it back on it.
But so I see the glaciers falling. I was like, man, that look cold.
Yeah. That's all I was thinking. Why would I want to cruise in the winter? People said it's decent, man.
That's
like
what
so
I heard.
Like I told you before, we gotta it all comes back to what? Stepping outside
your
comfort
zone.
Yep. Just cause you don't know about something don't mean you should stay away from it. If it's bad, you should. But you don't discredit something when you know nothing about it.
Right.
Do something different, bro. Do something different. Like, I ain't never going on cruises as a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Either.
So I'm like, let me, you know, take my kids on. Let's see what this about.
There you go.
And if you do it right, it's cheap. My biggest thing, if you ain't got bread like that, if you ain't got money like that, you ain't like super well off. I'm not going to be an advocate for this, but they've got a new option now where you can finance your
trip.
No,
don't do that.
But don't do that. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
You can't go
if
you got to finance.
If you can't pay for it, or make, you can also make payments.
That's fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's interest
and
free.
It's your money. Yeah.
Okay.
So what you do is you
like
try
a year
your
out,
best.
Book
yep,
out a year.
Try your best to book a year out, right? Book a year out. budget it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Well, how much you can afford. Break your prices down because you need to have it paid off 30 to 60 days prior to your sell date.
Okay.
So budget it. Cut out what you can afford that month. You know what I'm saying? And just make your payments. You know, make buck out in time and to get the insurance. Don't
get the insurance.
If, unless you have an insurance company where you could get travel insurance on your AAA own. Yeah, if you got, yeah, if you have USAA, to the people that do, USAA offers traveler's insurance.
It's actually
called Travelers. And you can book, you can insure everything down to your rental car.
Oh, wow.
And it's a package.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know about that either.
No.
So look into travel. When you book a huge trip with a rental car and a hotel and a cruise, insure it. Because anything happens.
Yeah.
Somebody gets sick, somebody pass away, God forbid, you got that trip insured so you can get your money back or you can reschedule. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I was saying is, what was I talking about? Make sure you get your stuff insured. Check out the ships. Make sure you going on a boat. See what the amenities are. For y'all that have small kids, don't stray away from it because they actually have clubs for kids.
Right,
where,
I saw that.
Yeah, you can sign your kids in. And they'll keep your kids. They'll kidnap them, but they'll take them around the boat and they'll monitor them. Yeah. They can't check out. Only person that you sign yourself or whoever you assign to be able to check them out can check them out or check them in. You know what I'm saying? If I think up until 10 o'clock is free. And then if it's after hours, you got to pay like $5 an hour or something
or
low.
Or put them on the basketball court with me.
No, don't
do
that.
We can do that.
Yeah, don't do that. If you do that, be ready to knock his head off. even like I said, they got a kids club. A teens club, pools, jacuzzis. They do shows like randomly. The cruise director, man, he'll have a dance contest or something, man. Remember we talked about this before, but cornhole. I never knew nothing about cornhole until I joined the military. But they had a cornhole tournament up there, so I was up there, man, trying to teach these old ladies
he
how
lost.
To do cornhole.
He lost.
Yeah, I won, man. I won. Don't worry about what
winning
I
eighth place is not a win.
Whatever, bro. I was number one, man. I was playing against ladies, but I was number one.
But you talking about me with the kids.
Hey, at least they was grown. Shit. But anyway, but travel, man. Yeah. Stop posting pictures of Miami and put some stamps in your passport.
True.
You know what I mean?
Life, yeah.
Like Miami, that's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. Go somewhere different. Miami is not the end all be all. You know,
why are you picking on Miami so much?
Because people post, shout out to Florida, man. Shout out to Florida. Nothing wrong with the state of Florida.
Shout out to the Heat, man. They doing good, man.
I'll let y'all talk about that another. We ain't gonna get in sports right now, but I know they waiting for it. I know they waiting for the sports show.
I've been getting hit up.
I got the perfect person to do the sports show with you, man. Because I don't really watch sports. But my son, I'm into it because my sons play ball. Like I coached him and all, like I told you.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna bring my son. I'm gonna have my son come up and I'll let y'all chop it up about the sports, man, because he a Lakers fan, man. So
shout out. Okay.
But we get him up here and y'all can rap about that, man.
Yeah.
Travel, people, please stop spending your money on nonsense. You know, Jordans, put that sneaker could cost you $200 to put that $200 up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Save it for a couple months, pay for a trip. You would not, if you can get a travel agent, they'll do all the work for you.
Yeah.
If you savvy with the computers and the websites, book it yourself. You know, I told you, I took my kids and my wife to Bali, man. We went to Indonesia, man. Mm-hmm. We planned all that on our own.
Yeah.
I ain't use no travel agent. We planned all that on our own, man.
Like you said, get out your comfort zone.
Don't be scared, man. Nah, travel.
Appreciate you talking about this, man. We're going to end this one a little shorter than we usually do.
Got a lot of business to take care of today,
bro. Yes, sir, always. But travel, man, like you said, get out there.
Sir.
We just heard a little bit about cruising and stuff. We'll cover some more stuff about travel because we all been around the country. Well, me and Big Mike been around the country.
Yeah.
Around the world. Yeah. I shouldn't say the country, around the world.
Yeah.
So, appreciate it, man. Unpopular celebrities, man. Yeah. We still here.
Real quick,
still
before we go again.
Plug.
Real quick, though. Like I said, I'm gonna reiterate so they ain't got to go back and listen to the show. Search the boat.
Yep.
Make sure the price is within your budget. Make sure you know, get some information about the location. If you're going to buy excursions on an island that doesn't belong to Carnival, wait till you get to the island. Don't spend a lot of money on the rooms, because all you're going to do is sleep in there. And if you're grown, you might do the horizontal poker, like Steve Urkel used to say. Hey, Steve Urkel's my man. Hey, you're going to do the horizontal poker and you're going to sleep. Don't spend a whole lot of money on that. Hey, but I'm out of here, man. We are out of here. Hey, I appreciate y'all listening. Y'all already know who it is. Y'all know who it is. Pete, Big Mike, we out.
We out, peace.
Yeah.